Chris Milligan.
Across Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
So today, Aylesbury are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the first moon landing. From 10 till 4 p.m, the Fry Square Shopping Centre will be filled with games, crafts, activities and information about the moon landing and the wonders of space. So there's only one person I could send down to this, of course, our very own Buzz Aldrin, Phil Catchpole. Phil, how are you getting on?
Very good, mate. It's just one short drive from Dunstable, Chris, but it's a giant leap for Three Counties Radio, me being here.
Do you know what? I was waiting for a quote of some sort to come into this piece today. Thank you so much, Phil. So, Phil, describe to us what you could see at the moment. What's happening?
Right, we're in Friars Square Shopping Centre, and it is absolutely brilliant, this event. There's lots of children, and there's a few big kids as well, getting stuck in here to the space activities. I'll give you a list of things that you can do, because it's quite extensive. There's astronaut training, where you can create your own mission patch. You can learn how to write in zero G. Astronaut fitness, I think I'm long overdue a bit of that myself. And you can also practice walking on the moon. Then the next part is the flying to the moon. You can visit someone from NASA who's here. I've spoken to her. You can hear from her later on. You can pin the lander on the moon. You can learn all about rockets at the launch pad zone. You can design your rockets. You can then you learn about landing on the moon and what that all means. You can have an astronaut selfie, which is very popular indeed, kids getting dressed up as spacemen. And then there's the moon talk and exhibition, where you can learn about what it takes to get up there, and then you can visit the and speak to the guy, Ross, who is a fantastically enthusiastic man who's doing his best to educate everybody about space. And he's taking all questions, and I mean all questions about space, and we'll be hearing from him later as well. But it's a brilliant event, Chris, because it's absolutely packed in here today. And it's kids, I don't think they're realising it at the moment, but they're learning an awful lot whilst having quite a lot of fun as well.
That's what it's all about, learning and having fun at the same time. It's mad that it's been 50 years since the first moon landing, on today as well. And, you know, kids are out there. We could be inspiring the next generation of people going to the moon, who knows, or maybe even to Mars.
That's what we've just been chatting about now to the lady from NASA. She's got some pretty good viewpoints on who can go to the moon and perhaps even further. So stay tuned to listen to that. But what is incredible here is the appetite for knowledge about something that happened 50 years ago and the fascination about the moon still today, especially from the youngsters. I've just been listening to a talk from the Rocket Man. And the questions that the kids were asking him were, well, when can I be an astronaut? What do I need to do? And, of course, it all comes back to, study hard at school, keep yourself in shape, behave yourself. And then I think you've got to be 26, between the ages of 26 and 37. So, unfortunately, I've missed the cutoff point. But if you're listening to this and you think, I want to go to the moon, and you're still at school, study hard, and then you never know.
That was going to be the question. If you weren't outside the bracket, Phil Catchpole, would you be one of those inspired today to go to the moon?
Definitely. I mean, some of the stuff that's going on here today is incredibly inspiring. And just to see the kids getting involved in this, the queue for the space selfie is unbelievable. And the outfits as well are fantastic. And if parents they want to get involved as well, there is adult suits as well. I've just seen a parent getting out of one of them, and they do look a little warm. That's my only warning, these suits. They're a little hot.
Phil, I think you might need to go and get a space selfie before you head back to base. So we'll see if we can try and get one for you. Phil, we look forward to hearing some of the interviews you've done a little bit later on. And to infinity and beyond, my friend.
Over and out.
Over and out. Thank you very much, Phil Catchpole. We're going to catch up with him a little bit later on. He is going to be interviewing a few of the people there. You've had a little taste for the people that are down there at the moment, and we look forward to chatting to them a little bit later on. All about inspiring the next generation. Who knows? One of the children in the crowd today that are going to visit might well be working for NASA at some point in the future. Who knows? Absolutely brilliant. We'll catch up with Phil a little bit later on.
Yeah, hi Chris, I've made it to Aylesbury. I'm here in Friars Square. and there is a fantastic 50th anniversary event going on to celebrate the first landing on the moon. And I'm joined by Ruth Mayhew from Aylesbury Town Council, who's organised this wonderful event. Ruth, there's wonderful turnout here. We've got little kids dressed as spacemen, loads of people here getting involved. What can people do here today to celebrate the moon landing?
As you say, there's so much going on. We've got dressing up as the spacemen. You can practice landing on the moon. We're making craters, so working out how and why the craters look like on the moon in terms of meteorite hitting it and that kind of thing. You can make a mission patch. You can make your own space rocket. We've even got a launch zone that we can see how far your rocket will fly. There's our photography competition. There is talks every half an hour all about the history of the landing of the moon, and loads and loads and loads of things going on. And it's all entirely free because Aylesbury Town Council provide free community events to bring people together. Every single element of the event is free so that we build our communities and we educate, we have fun, and most importantly, we spend time together as families.
Brilliant. So if someone's in the car or maybe not far from Aylesbury listening to this, how long are you here for today?
We're here until 4 o'clock this afternoon. There's plenty of car parking in the Friars Square Shopping Centre. Loads and loads of things to do. And we're here right the way through till 4 o'clock with the last talk taking place at 3:30. The Mayor's even coming down at 3 o'clock to judge the children's school competition as well.
And apparently someone from NASA is here, is that right?
That's right, a lady by Janelle. She's an American lady that's come all the way from America to talk to you about all things NASA. I'm afraid I don't know enough, but Janelle talks about loads of things. She's got particularly focuses on the phasing and the phases of the moon, and you can wear a special kind of space helmet type thing that teaches you all about the phases of the moon, and other experts as well to do with the rocket launchers and the actual stars and the moon and all the planets and that kind of thing. So loads of very knowledgeable people.
We've just been into the presentation area. It's full of kids looking absolutely stunned and sort of in awe of what's going on. We're surrounded by kids out here in fancy dress as well. This must make you feel great seeing the amount of interest from the little kids here. This event happened 50 years ago, but still, people love it.
Yeah, very, very much so. And ultimately, we're teaching kids about history, you know, and we've got to do that through fun and by being together. You know, there are grandparents here today who do remember watching it, but, you know, kids, they don't think these days about actually what we have achieved in the past 50 years. When you think that it was only 50 years ago that we first landed on the moon, and how far we've come in terms of technology and everything that is kind of makes space exploration possible and kind of life in general. So yeah, it's great to enthuse kids and to really get them to understand about space and why we're here.
Well, brilliant to meet you, Ruth, and great work. This is great.
Thank you very much indeed. Come down anytime to any of our other free community events. It'd be fabulous to have you here.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Beds, Hearts and Bucks Travel.
Who is he meeting next?
I am Janelle Wilson, and I'm a NASA JPL Solar System Ambassador. That is a volunteer position out of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California. There are hundreds of ambassadors across the U.S. I was already one when I moved to the U.K., and they said I could keep doing it, so I'm the only one in the U.K.
Wow, we have an exclusive here in Aylesbury. How cool is this? Someone from NASA is here in Friars Square. So, Janelle, what are you doing here today? What's your role in today's events around the 50th anniversary of the moon landings?
So I'm just here to talk about what NASA is doing, what NASA has done, and also to teach a little bit about the phases of the moon. I'm a teacher by day, so I'm just sharing why we see moon phases to make sure everyone has a good understanding of that.
You're wearing a NASA jumpsuit with your name. I mean, this is very cool indeed. Can we buy these anywhere, or do you get given them as a volunteer?
Well, this particular one came from Space Camp in Huntsville, Alabama, so you can get them there. I have lots of patches on them from different things I've done. I have flown weightless in microgravity, so that was really cool.
Right, Richard Branson is famously trying to do flights to the moon. Do you reckon he's going to get? Do you reckon he can do that? Can we go to the moon soon?
I think it's going to be a while before it's a mass commercial venture to get everybody to go visit the moon, maybe 20, 30 years. I think we'll get back to the moon more quickly than that. It's just it won't be for anybody to sign up and do it. I know Richard Branson's working on the suborbital flight, so I think he should have that probably going in the next 5 years or so.
Wow, so kids here today, they're experiencing what it's going to be like to be on the moon. So you reckon in their lifetime, they could well walk on the moon?
They could definitely walk on the moon. They will see someone from their generation be the first person on Mars, absolutely.
Wow, there we are. That's another Heard It Here First here on BBC Three Counties. Janelle, thank you very much indeed. And good luck with the event today.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Hearing It Here First on BBC Three Counties Radio. Janelle Wilson from NASA down in Aylesbury today. It's going on until 4 o'clock. You've just got under an hour to get yourself down there and to go and meet some of the people down there, like Janelle, and also as well, maybe to try out on a few of the activities. We'll catch up with Phil a little bit later on and find out who we'll be meeting next down at the event. Our reporter Phil Catchpole is down in Aylesbury at Friars Square Shopping Centre and he's finding out a little bit more about their celebration they're doing for the 50th anniversary of the moon landings. Phil, how are you getting on?
Well, Chris, I'm learning an awful amount today about the moon landings and I'm going to learn a little bit more now as well with you guys too, with Ross Hockham from UK Astronomy. Ross, you've just given a talk here to what I can only describe as a room full of star-struck or spellbound youngsters. They loved every minute of it.
Hopefully, yeah. Well, I like to call them young astronauts because hopefully they're going to grow up to become the next ones that go to the moon. Fingers crossed. Yeah, it's good. It's all good fun.
So what were you telling them today?
Today, it was pretty much the start of, you know, the Apollo missions, starting with the Soviets, with the Luna 2 and 3. They went to the moon first, technically, with, you know, bits of Bob's robotics stuff, spacecraft. Then we went to the Apollo missions, how each one did, you know, the disaster of Apollo 1, where unfortunately 3 astronauts lost their lives, and how the Apollo program revamped itself up from there, unmanned flights, back to the manned flights, and eventually, you know, put 2 men on the moon. So that's what I'm teaching them today.
50 years ago, but you can tell by today, by the attention in this room, people are still absolutely fascinated by the moon.
Definitely. I mean, it's up there most nights. People just look at it every night and they just think, oh, it's just the moon. But then when you go into the stories about, you know, like how the moon was created and stuff like that, 2 planets colliding together, technically, that's the theory today, creating like a ring of debris around it, which clumped into our moon. So really, the moon is just a massive, you know, you're looking at the collision of 2 planets right there, the leftovers of it. So then say that we've actually got there, and people have been on it, and you can see it with a telescope, or even your eyes, or binoculars. It's amazing.
So how did you become involved in all of this? Have you been obsessed from a young age?
No. I've always liked science, loved space, but never had a telescope. Literally, 5 years ago, give or take, my wife brought me a small little telescope down there, so you can't see it. It's a little Dobsonian telescope, tabletop one. I went out into my garden in Milton Keynes because I heard that Jupiter was up in the sky. Didn't believe it. Saw a blob up there, and I thought, oh, that's different. It's not a star. Oh, maybe it's Jupiter. Had a look. Literally saw the planet and 4 white dots in a line. And there it's moons, 4 main moons and a planet with a tiny little telescope that cost £50. I was hooked. I went straight out and bought the massive one you can see over there, a massive 10-inch Dobsonian white huge tube thing. It's about £300-400, but, you know, it doesn't matter. You're looking into space. Yeah, so then got that. I was like, right, I need to find somewhere dark to go. So I just went to a nice dark field over in, because I'm from Milton Keynes, so I went over to Olney because it's nice and dark there. Went to the field, had a look up at the sky, saw everything I wanted to see, like planets, nebulas, galaxies, star clusters. But I was on my own in a field at 2 a.m. I had no one to talk to about these things. And as you can tell, I'm getting excited now saying it. It's 5 years later. So I started a Facebook group called UK Astronomy because I thought, we're in the UK and it's astronomy. It seemed to work. We went from 30 of my friends, which I invited to the group, to now 4,600-ish, I think, all around the UK. And as you can see, we've got a gallery behind us. All these pictures are the winners and runners-up from a competition we do, free one, every month. They take pictures, and they're all in there from that group. All amateurs. There's a few professionals there, go out in their gardens, and they take these amazing pictures. So it's all about just getting people like myself who knew nothing out to actually look up and see all the stars in the sky and the stuff that's up there.
You're doing talks all this afternoon. What times are your talks here? For people listening in their car now, think, oh, this sounds fantastic. When are you next on?
I'm going to have to look now, aren't I? Well, we've got... It's time now. 2:30, and it's pretty much every hour from there. So about 2:30, 3:30. I think 2:30 is the last one, actually. So yeah, 2 or 3 more talks every hour. I'm here, but come and talk to me. That's what I'm here for. I'm here, 30-minute break, if I can get me lunch in a minute. But yeah, talk to me about anything. As I always say, I'm not an astrophysicist. I'm not, you know, I'm just a random guy who picked up a telescope and just, you know, self-taught, learned the skies, so anyone can do it.
Well, your enthusiasm for this is absolutely infectious. So, yeah, I hope people come down and check it out and ask you some tough questions about the moon.
Yeah, I've had a few. I've had a few today.
What's the toughest question? What's the toughest question you've had?
Oh, well, a lot of them are conspiracy theories because there's a lot of videos out there about did we actually land on the moon, and people want to know. Because obviously, like, I've watched the videos myself of the conspiracy ones and thought, actually, they've got valid points there. Then I've watched other videos about the science behind it and gone, ah, that explains the valid points, blah, blah, blah. So when people come and ask me, I'm like... ask questions. I'm like, don't feel stupid. If you don't know, you know, ask. You're like, so why did the flag move? There shouldn't be any wind and things like that. Or, you know, was there only one mission? No, it was Apollo 17. There was loads more after. Oh, I didn't know that. So, you know, ask questions, be inquisitive. So, you know, they're the questions I got asked. And I was like, oh, I don't know, hang on, let me think this through. So let me give you a valid scientific answer, but then I'll give you my own opinion, you know, just as a random guy who picked up a scope.
I have one question for you.
Okay.
I'm 40, I know, hard to believe. Do you reckon in my lifetime I'll be able to walk on the moon?
Probably not yourself. If you have a lot of money, maybe.
That counts me out, I think.
yeah. But they reckon they're going to, well, they want to go back in like the next 2024, they've said, but it will always take longer than that. If it goes privatised, which is the route it seems to be going, which is good for space flight because, you know, you need to get... There's going to be two things that do it. Either public funding, like government, need to sit there and go, public interest is good, let's go for it. It'll be good for the government. Or privatisation, let's get money in because, it's money in the end of the day. It costs billions to get out there. So one of those things is going to have to get us to go there. So if you've got enough money and someone like Richard Branson or Elon Musk, because, you know, does a private one to go and step on the moon, you're in. So maybe.
All right, I'll buy a lottery ticket on the way home.
Yeah, can I have one as well?
Done. I'll go halves with you, right?
Is it the winning one?
Well, I don't know about that. Mate, lovely to meet you.
And you. Take care.
Phil Catchpole reporting live from Aylesbury. It's still going on for another half an hour. If you want to get yourself down there, they celebrated the 50th anniversary of the first moon landings. Fry Square Shopping Centre, filled with games, crafts, activities, information, talks taking place. Plenty happening. Get yourself down there if you can. It's taking place until 4 o'clock. Phil will be moving on to his next event. We'll find out where he's going very shortly.